This is the daily flood meeting for the city of Valley City from City Hall. Dave Shelkoff doing most of the talking, but we start off with the meeting today with Scott Tickey. He's a representative of the Army Corps of Engineers. They talk about the release, the gate release for Monday.
Tomorrow, over what we're currently putting out, so probably get up to around 3,700 CFS release. And then potentially go up to 4,000 on Wednesday. And then we're projecting that we can hold at 4,000 because we have a fair amount of pool storage still to go. We still have almost three feet of pool storage left to go yet. And so we're going to project that we'd be able to hold at 4,000 for the rest of the week. Now, this could change if the rain comes in more than what they're predicting right now. But with the half inch rain this afternoon, I think we'll be okay. We can be able to hold to that 4,000. And that puts Valley right around 15 feet. And I think you guys are all ready for that right now.
That's correct, Scott. Thank you. Will we know a little bit more later on in the day when that changes, or do you have some other update or timing that we can look to get an update on that?
This is the most current model we have with the, you know, with the rainfall we have on the ground, and then with the current forecast for about a half inch more of rain in the upper basin here. And so we may come out with some different numbers later in the day. Once we have actual hard rain numbers on the ground, we can get better data and have a better projection of what's going to happen. But right now, we're looking at moving to 4,000 about Wednesday and staying there through at least 25th.
Okay. So, Scott, we're good to 16, as we said. Do you feel like we need to start prepping for 20 or for 18 or 17 or anything more?
Well, if we only get a half inch rain, the rain is the next 24 hours, we are in pretty good shape. The forecast for the rest of the week is pretty dry. And then we're also going to get some freezing temperatures overnight, which is, you know, that kind of slows things up as far as the water running off. And so I think that, you know, with the forecast I have at this point, I think we're in good shape. We don't need to do a whole lot. But I'll keep you informed if things, you know, they're kind of a moving target right now. And once we get hard, like the rainfall data later in the day, we can give you better information. And we'll try and give you as much detail. If we have to go above that 16 foot, you know, that 4,000 release, we'll try and give you as much lead time as possible before we make a change there. So if something happens that you know, the pool fills faster than we're expecting, or we get another precip event or more precip than what we're looking at, we'll let you know as soon as possible. So you have hopefully at least 48 hours and possibly longer to make any adjustments.
Excellent. So we're going to work on that in the meeting here. We're going to prepare for an 18 foot, 20 foot gauge here in town, but we'll wait for that trigger until we get confirmation.
Sounds good.
All right, Scott. Thank you very much. Does anybody have any questions for Scott here this morning? Well, thanks, Scott. You're welcome to stay on if you'd like. If not, that's fine as well. But we're going to be talking a little bit about being prepared for 20 feet here.
Okay, well, I'll probably beg off. If you have any other questions, if you need me, you know, call me. I'll help and tell with me.
So. Yeah, I know where you live, and I've seen where you sleep, buddy.
There you go.
See you later. Guys. Bye.
That's a scary thought.
I don't know how he got that information.
All right, we need to look into that. Well, everybody heard what Scott said. We did not get as much rain as the National Weather Service thought we were going to get. And of course, we don't blame the National Weather Service at all here. They have a job to provide information for the public so that we don't get blindsided by what's happening in the watershed area of the Cheyenne River. And so they have to go to the worst case scenario, otherwise the opposite could occur and the worst case could happen and we wouldn't be able to be ready for it. So, but at the same time, we have to take the information that's from the boots on the ground, and that's what I call the core people up there at Lake Ashtabula. They have people on the ground watching this, observing that. They're great partners in our flood fights, always have been, and it's wonderful to have them around and that information for us to make informed decisions on behalf of our community. So with that being said, we are still planning for 16 feet, which we were ready for last Friday. When I say 16 feet, please forgive me, at 16 feet above flood stage. So we call it gauge height or 16-foot gauge height, which is what in our books it's called moderate flooding for Valley City. Minor flooding is at 15, which is about where we're at right now. And moderate is 16, and then major flooding is 17. So to that end, we have an emergency manual for the city, and please forgive me, people, for kind of going backwards, but we have video here so everybody understands where we're coming from and the data that the city has collected over the years. And this emergency flood manual basically has been created throughout every flood that we've had over the last 20, 25 years, and that data has been collected. We learn from every flood event, we put it in here as our response. And so I believe today the city is better prepared than ever before to handle a flood event in Valley City because of the people that fought the floods prior to this one. And we can officially say this is a flood now. I believe that with the increased outflows by Wednesday of this week, we'll be at 16 feet, well over 15 feet. That would be considered a flood stage for the city. So, if we take a look at what's been done over the last 7 years in permanent flood protection, we've been able to eliminate a lot of sandbags in protecting the city, got greater access to protecting the city from floods because we removed a bunch of homes that were close to the city. Because of that, right now at 16 feet, we do not need any sandbags. So be clear about that. The city is not going to be putting up a sandbag central here. If something were to change and we go over 16 feet to 17 or even 18, then we'll have to have some sandbags for the city. And I'll probably go over to Fargo with my hand out and see if we can't get 10,000. Because I think according to the gauge at 20 feet, the city needs about 7,000 sandbags. That's all we need for 20 foot of protection. So again, when I say 20 foot of protection, we're not expecting the river to get to 20 feet. We're expecting the river to get to 18 feet. And then we build a protection in there of 2 feet. We call it freeboard or extra pipe, if you will, to provide a guarantee. So if something were to happen, we're flowing at 18 feet in the river, that's above flood stage now, and we get a good rain event, we have that 2 extra feet to protect us. So if the river gets to 18, we always want to protect to 20 feet. So today that's where we're going to go. And to that end, I'm going to give it over to the engineers here and I'm going to ask them a couple of questions. What will it take for us to get the city ready for a 20 foot or 18 foot rise in our river?
We'll need about 10 to 12,000 cubic yards of clay in order to protect that. Closures on our removal flood walls, left of those, City Park. East City Park Bridge is good to 19-1. The accesses at the college are good to about 18 feet, so we need to close all those. And with that, we have to do the rain dike around Boss Music Hall or finish that off. There's dike behind that riverside, a little opening on the west side there, but we have to bring it up through the parking lot to tie into the flood wall there.
Okay, so people, I'm just going to interrupt real quick here. I wanted to make sure that everybody understands where we're coming from here, and maybe you can come up and repeat that real quickly. Is that if right now we're okay to 16 feet, and that was where we left off in the phone conversation. So now what we're doing as a city is we're getting ready should any circumstances change to the north of us, and the Corps says they're going to have to release something more than what they're going to be releasing this week. Now all we're doing is talking about what the city has to do to get to 20. Not that we have to, okay? It's just talking about what we have to do to prepare for the next step. So listening public out there, We're not in a panic mode here. The city's protected to 16. That is the projected output of the lake as of today. And we'll let you know if that ever changes in the near future. But if it does change, the city needs to react to that change. And that's what we're talking about today, getting ready for that change if it should happen. So please don't anybody think that we're going to do this today. Thank you. Go ahead. Kind of repeat what you said.
Right. So in order to protect to 20-foot gauge, which would be the river elevation of 18 gauge, we need to have about 10 to 12,000 cubic yards of material placed. Some of the areas that include this, like Chautauqua Boulevard, north of Mr. Shelkoff's there, that had a gauge about 18 currently. So if we want 2 feet of freeboard, we need about a foot and a half to 2 feet along there. Same thing along 6th Avenue Southwest. Those areas are already 18 foot now, so we would have to do that. As far as the removal of flood walls, we'd have to close City Park at about 18 and a half gauge. Closures at the college parking lots there are good to about 18 foot. So prior to closing those, we'd want to close up the ring dike around Foss Music Hall there. So, but you know, right now we're sitting pretty good. Like you said, Mike, there's a few areas that are probably between the 17 and 18 foot that we're talking about on Friday that probably haven't quite been wrapped up. But if we're going to react to these other areas, we'll have to do that as well. So.
Thank you. So we talked about places to build. If we were to do this, 10 to 12,000 would that take to get in place? If we hit the panic button and got all the contractors, we'd be fine.
You're thinking, yeah.
15 to 20 trucks. Say an average of 10,000 per truck.
Or so that's going to be about
10 yards.
I figure about 12 yards roughly, depending upon the truck size. There's so going to have about just over 800 yards of material. You got, say, 15 trucks, you're going to get 30 loads per hour. I think it's worth an estimate worth 2 rounds per hour. So you got probably 24 to 30 hours of hauling there to get that done. So in about 3 days.
So when Scott told us we have 48 hours to respond, we have the time and the ability to make that happen.
Correct.
Okay, very good. So we'd be counting on the KLJ and their staff to help direct these crews and where to put that and how high to put it, correct?
Correct.
All right, so we understand that expectation. Next thing I want to talk about are the pumps. How are we doing with the pumps this morning?
We got 2 electrics left.
So we don't have a big field with which to rely on.
No.
All diesels are out.
All the diesels are out. We have no backups for anything right now.
Correct.
We do have some contractors with some pumps in the area that we can grab if we need to and use on a temporary basis. So let's talk about that. Since we are in a state of emergency, I believe we should have some spares on hand. So to that end, we need to talk about the age of our existing pumps and what kind of a risk are we having and having the older pumps out there without any backup. So 3 to 4 pumps is what we were discussing before. Would you guys agree that that would give us enough of a cushion to feel a little bit more comfortable about that?
Yep.
And that would give us the ability to retire some of our older pumps as well. I think that's a smart move. And electric pumps, what are you talking there?
I was thinking of picking up a half a dozen 2-inch electric pumps, 120 volt, just simple to plug in. They're easy to install anywhere around town. If homeowners having issues, we can plug into their house to get them going. Not internal, external water.
That's right. All right, well, thank you. Is there anything else we need to talk about the pumping situation? I'd like to remind the public and the people here that are attending, if you are pumping into the sanitary sewer system with your sump pumps, please stop doing that. Pump it out into the streets. We have pumps in place where we can get it out over the flood walls into the river. Just 1 second. So if you have it pumping into your sanitary sewer system, please stop. Let's talk about that a little bit, give the public a little bit of a background. As the water rises, so does the pressure of the underground water system table of our city, and that surrounds our sewer system. And our sewer system isn't sealed completely off from groundwater, so that groundwater gets into our sewer system and it starts to increase the flows out of our master lift. Right now we're about 67 to 70% capacity at the current river height. And so adding any additional water into the sewer system taxes our ability to get it out of here. So please, if you have if you have sump pumps in your basement, make sure they're going outside. And if you're worried about that water getting back into the foundations, pump it out to the street. And then our pumps on the street will get rid of it for you. Okay, any questions about that? Any other comments you want to make about that? So that's important, important safety note. Please watch what you're doing there. Other than that, it's a wait and see game here today. It looks like the rain forecasts are favorable for us, and we will see what the next step is as soon as the clouds clear up. Anybody have any questions or comments? Sir?
The pumps over on 5th Avenue and 3rd Street are not keeping up with this rain.
5th Avenue and 3rd Street.
I mean, the water's coming off.
We know about it, yeah.
It's up to the top of the curb.
Yep. You want to address that? I know that you talked about that this morning.
We're going to look at the possibility of maybe getting another electric in there or finding another diesel pump when we get one available. We know about it. We're in the middle of making arrangements here. So.
That's a lot more pressure on me.
Yeah.
5th Avenue and 3rd Street Southeast.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
The city was just driving by looking at it when I left.
Appreciate that. And that brings up a good point. Let me finish up the street point. If the citizens see they're driving along the river and they see some water in the streets, please give us a call. We can't be everywhere at once, so your eyes are pretty important to us. So if you see some street flooding and you see a pump running but it's not keeping up, let us know, because we might not know about it. We might know about it and we might be fixing it, but at the same time we might not know about it, so we appreciate any input the city might have or the citizens might have. So give us a call at 845-0380. That's 845-0380, and we can take care of that. Yes?
The two pumps that are there, the one at the end of 3rd Street and one on 5th Avenue, I mean, they take care of the water as long as it's not raining.
Yes, sir.
But then it's coming in. And also, that corner of the bridge, are they going to do something in there? About a foot before it starts coming over.
Right, that's at 16.8, so it's a little bit more than a foot, but we've talked about that. You see those piles of clay right next to the bridge on the north side? That's where we've got to worry about it, and we'll be putting that down here as soon as they get closer to 4,000 output.
Yeah, but if you go to the southeast corner of it too, where the storm drain is, that's not a good spot there.
That is one of the areas that we're going to go to 20 feet. We have to go. I think when we shot that here last week, we were at about 18 feet on the ground near the corner there. But all right, Brian?
It sounds right.
Yeah. So we have to do something. We're going to be able to 20 for sure.
The county does have some pumps if they want to use them, under the fact that if we do have an emergency in Walmart House, we have to take them back.
Understand. Well, I appreciate that. Really do. Thank you. Yes?
Dave, you know where the National Weather Service is getting all that data to build that model that News Dakota posts on
sure.
Water Watch? Because they're saying 18 feet, they're projecting 5,500. So, I mean, clearly there's a big gap on communication. They've got the gatekeeper right there. We talked to him on the phone. Obviously, they haven't talked.
Far better for me to get into the political aspects of our federal government and how big our branches are, but they're two different departments, and they don't always talk to each other. We saw that this spring as well. When I communicated with the National Weather Service, as I mentioned before, we're not going to point fingers at anybody. They have a job to do as well, and I believe that they've been they have to make sure that they're keeping the citizens safe. So they're always going to go to the worst case scenario. And if you remember the original rain events in the northern part of the Cheyenne River drainage basin, they were talking 1 to 2 inches. And so when they start putting that into their model with an already saturated ground with still snow on the ground, they were getting very, very worried about the amount of water coming in, and they have to tell somebody immediately when they have that. That's why everything was updated. This spring, the same thing happened. If you remember, they said 18 feet this spring. We took a look at the snow cover up north in the upper Cheyenne drainage area. We didn't see as much snow as what was projected. So we changed that, and it only got to 12.38 feet, which was very close to my guess, I might add. Just didn't want to say that out loud. Did I say that out loud? Anyway, long and short of it is, we have two different ways of looking at it. I'm going to go with boots on the ground and their capacity at that lake until they tell us otherwise. And I don't mind going to 18 feet. You guys understand, we can go to 18 feet right now, but if we don't have the facts to back that up, why put the city in our city streets? 10 to 12,000 cubic yards of clay is an expensive move, and it's going to be hard on our system. If we don't have to do it, why are we doing it?
300%. So that being said, in your experience, when would you anticipate a correction on that? I'm just thinking whoever's not hearing this is freaking out. I mean, we can't assume everybody's listening. And if you want the data, you're going to go get it. They should be listening now, or they're going to listen to your recordings. But in that lapse, I would assume they're pretty responsive. Are they going to change that within 24 hours?
I think they have to wait till the rain event is over. And I've seen them now change that progressive graph that you see on their website. Yeah. I've seen them change it 3 times now.
Yeah.
So this is the third change that I've seen. And we'll see what happens. But again, if at the end of the day, the Corps calls up and says, hey, we got inflows that are higher than our projection, and we change that, you just heard, and the city needs to hear this, that we're preparing for that. Not that we're going to do it, but we're ready for it. So I hope everybody hears that we're not just sitting around waiting for something to happen. We're prepping for the next step, if and when we need to. And I hear now the governor has declared an emergency and is asking for federal support. He's touring the areas today. And if that does happen, it's nice to know that we have the Army National Guard here to give us a hand if we need it.
So how high will they go with the pool level before they decide to have construction to it?
Well, that's a great question. I don't know if anybody heard that. How high can they go on the pool at the lake before they have to worry about just opening up the gates and draining the lake for protection? That's what Scott and the Corps are doing right now. Scott Titchy is doing right now with the members of the Corps in the Twin Cities and the Buttes on the ground. They're determining whether or not they can take the inflow of all of the water from the north into that lake at a 4,000 foot outflow. So you're letting some out, but you're allowing the lake to be the shock absorber. And they say that they can do that within 1 foot of the pool topping. Okay? That's their plan. They like to leave 1 foot because of wave action.
Well, they got 3.5 feet to go.
Right. So they got some wiggle room there. And as you know, every foot now is a much wider and much more volume than foot below the pool level of, or the normal level of 1266. So, because the lake widens out and you got more acre feet to store. So we're looking good that way too. So we're gonna rely on the Corps and their calculations there. But again, we're at 18 feet. So You have to understand, if the river goes over 16 feet, we have that 2 foot of freeboard right now. So if they go to 17 feet, we'll still have a foot of freeboard, and that gives us time to get that extra foot on our levees if we need to. So again, I don't want anybody here to think that we're not prepared or that we're not protecting to what we know is coming down the river. That's not the case. We're going to get ready for 4,000 feet coming through the river and coming through town, so that means it's going to rise a little bit more. If anybody's got anything or if they're worried about their basements, now's the time to get those sump pumps installed and get that water out on the street, okay? Not in the sewer, in the street. Thanks.
Dave, remind everyone that when the dam opens up, we've got a, what, 24-hour period before it gets here?
It's actually 7 to 8 hours.
Oh, okay.
To get to here.
Okay.
Now, when the rain falls on the northern part of the region up there by Harvey, it could take 10 days before it even gets to the lake. So we have this ability then to use this time between the rainfall in the north and the time it gets here, it's a week and a half, we can start draining that lake and get it ready for it. And that's why they're going to go to 4,000 on Wednesday.
4,000 put it at 16 feet?
It'll put us just around 16 feet, yes. It's around 4,100, I believe, is 16 feet. So it gives us a little bit of freedom between the lake and here. As we all know, during the last couple of floods, there's a lot of water that can come in to the river system between the dam and Valley City. And so they're giving us a little bit of protection that way as well. Good questions. Anybody else have anything?
I got one. So when you say you're protecting the city, is Riverview Drive, are we kind of part of that definition of the city?
Well, Chad, do you want to talk about Riverview Drive and your elevations there?
Jason kind of knows that one better than I do from Friday.
So we shot
So talk about the question. What about Riverview Drive?
Okay, so the question is asked is if Riverview Drive is the protection level of Riverview Drive. And you're Jason Virchow.
Yep.
So we shot, you have a walkout basement with a concrete wall.
Yep.
And so last Thursday?
I think so. Yeah.
We shot the ground at right by your step there. Is that a gauge of 15.9? And then your gate is about 3 feet tall, is that correct?
Yeah, 3.5 probably, yeah.
So then that would put that top of his gate at about a 19. And I believe yours is probably the lowest spot
back there. Same as wall, yeah, that's about the lowest spot.
And then as you go southernly down Riverview Drive, it does get up into that about 20 area gauge reading. So your waterhole basement is basically the low spot there.
I'm concerned is what if the water's already hit the wall and it's going to go higher. We kind of can't do much then.
Right. I mean, it probably would be wise to put some sandbags or something up against it as just a, because what the, how does that metal, is there any kind of gasketing to it or is it?
Yeah, there's a rubber gasket there.
So, I mean, that might be the one thing we might need to put 3 feet of sandbags high there.
And you could, get the ability to go through those ridges and you could sandbag the top of that wall.
Yeah, and we did in 09, we sandbagged lots of those walls too, so.
All the sandbags are on the outside.
So it's pushing against your concrete.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, it would be the easiest time to do it in the next day or two, so.
How about clay? Would you do clay if you get it back there?
It's an option, we've done that before.
It's an option.
It's not trying.
Can we leave it there?
So repeat the question. So,
so the question was whether or not we get to clay on that east end of Riverview Drive. And I believe in 2009 we did sandbags, and that's when we had a stack on top of each other after a while. In 2011 we did do clay, and that's currently what the flood plan, flood plan has for that area, to build clay on like the first three or four holes along there. It's not a lot of material there, but that is something that if we're going to go to 20, we definitely consider that. So,
but can you go clay when water's already touching my wall?
No, but if the action stage is to build the 20, we'd probably build clay behind those first few homes. Is the plan we have.
Okay, so once it hits 16, it's already touching my wall.
Just over 17 feet, we would lose that first bridge south of town, down by...
okay.
Down there.
You want to come up and talk about that so everybody hears that?
Just over 17 feet on the bridge south of town, down by Sailors, which is about 2 miles out of town.
we would get probably about an inch of water on it. Kerry, yesterday when I talked to him, he said that he wouldn't close it at that time, but if it gets much more than an inch or so on the bridge, then he'd probably close it.
So. Very good. Thank you. Appreciate that. We've had some phone calls about bridge closings south of town. Well, we're at status quo from last week, and we'll let you know if anything changes. I think we've got enough emails for the media, and just keep your eyes on the news, News Dakota, and the Times Record, their online website. So just let us know, and if you have any questions or comments, please give us a call, 845-0380. Anybody else have anything to add today?
Dave, will our city website be the first to be updated? Is that the best location?
Well, we'll have information on there for that, yes.
What are we currently at right now?
Just under 15 feet right now. It's about 14 feet. Major, do you have anything to add? Anything you want to say? Okay. Well, thank you all for coming. Anybody have any comments or questions? We'll be here for a while. Appreciate it.